views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour and experience the instant relief of tuning into your intuition. Shift happens every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific Time, live on the radio waves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com and transformationtalkradio.com. The energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you are listening later. I've been traveling around the globe to share life-transforming information and meeting some really smart, cool people along the way. And it is my pleasure to share inclusive information with you and to provide you with an opportunity to call in and receive energetic shifts and creative solutions to your problems with my favorite energy practitioners, Mark Kettenbach, who is also co-founder of our Energetic Upgrade Seminars. You can find information regarding those seminars at energeticupgrade.com. Talented energy mover and musician Phil Free, my good friend Mr. Leroy Maloof of Energetic Wellbeing Process, Karen Campbell Benton from Intuitive Living, and epigeneticist Sharan Sirdar. And we love to hear from you on The Truth is Funny. Feel free to call in at 1-800-930-2819. My guest today is Mark Kettenbach, and Mark is a martial artist with 32 years experience. He's got many modalities under his belt and is the co-author of Boosting Intentions Format and also is the author of Nice to Have. Mark is a very funny stand-up comedian kind of style energy mover, if I want to say it that way, and loves to teach about reality steering and have fun while doing it. And I met Mark about 5 years ago, and I have been working with him for that time, and we have been collaborating and sharing our information and teaching relationship rescue seminars this year. Are you there, Mark?
Hey, Colette.
Hi.
Yes, I am. Nice to be back here.
Nice.
By the way, we'll be in Kelowna soon, right?
Yes.
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 Coming
yeah.
over on Monday, actually. And when is the workshop in Kelowna? Is
on June 6th, 2 o'clock till 6 o'clock. It's a Saturday. It's
June
at the
6th.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's at the 30-minute hit, at the which is a kickboxing circuit for women.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah.
But men can participate too?
And oh, one. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, yeah. Everybody who was out or comes from Kelowna or the surrounding, the two of us will be there Saturday in a week.
Yeah.
Because I always have people, they ask me, oh, when are you going to come over? When are you going to come over? And then you're over, and then they miss it kind of. And then afterwards, oh, when do you come over? What, you were there last week? So maybe this time people hear it before, so they can be there.
There we go.
But we yeah. also go to Vancouver, right, after that?
Yeah, we're going on June 10th. We have the Come and Meet Us event. You
cool.
can get free tickets for that by emailing at info@thetruthisfunny.com. And then we have our seminar on the 12th, 13th, and 14th in Vancouver.
And I'm looking very forward for that one. That will be
Oh,
nice.
Yeah. It'll be fun. It always is, working with you, Mark.
Thank you. It is working with you, Colette. And it was hardcore last year. I loved it. Like, people shifted so much. I can't believe that there were two people, they sold their house right away.
Yeah.
They couldn't sell for eons, right?
Yeah.
People that could get pregnant, a person who could never, like, use his right arm, and he could after you worked with him. And
yeah.
All stuff happens. It's awesome. It is
yeah,
really awesome.
It's fun. And, you know, you and I have been, like, you know, we've talked about this so many times that, you know, our energetic upgrade seminars, for us, it's kind of more about sharing information. It's not, you know, sharing different tools. And, you know, you have such cool ways of sharing that, little techniques that people can use that are very simple and that are very powerful, even though they are so simple. So anyone would be able to use them. And that's something that you and I've been kind of passionate about doing, is sharing, you know, tools that people can use right away, and that at our seminars, everybody's interactive right away. And our intention is when people show up at our seminars that the entire weekend, besides, you know, the talking and the working with the other people, we shift energy the entire time. For everybody that's there. And, you know, you and I are, we've been at it for a while. We're pretty, you know, I've been told that we go a little bit fast sometimes. And so, but this is cool. Like, you know, the more energy you shift, the more possibilities open up for people.
That's true.
Yeah. And it's
also, the stuff we teach is something people can use, and it can use it on a daily basis. You can use it for as simple stuff as getting up in the morning and creating your day. Give your day the special energy you want it to have. Be able to choose how should that business meeting run today beforehand. Know how to correct your children so they're not that much of a pain in the neck anymore. And all this kind of stuff you learn there. So this is very hands-on, like, stuff people can really use, like,
yeah,
that's
yeah,
the best part of it. And you know, I mean, we got, or you get, like, every week results on the radio show. People call in or they listen to a radio show and they get shifted. So imagine now if you 2.5 days in the room with us, in the room with people who think and feel in the same direction, who want to grow. Like, you meet friends there, you stay in contact, you make sure that people, like, start afterwards and keeping it up and doing stuff. This is really for people who want to change in a nice and easy way, want to have rapid results, and are sick and tired of blaming their surrounding for their stuff, which doesn't work.
Yeah. And
just like we all do sometimes, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Well, we're human. And we are, you know, people are quite often, they'll get triggered by things that are happening around them. And, you know, right now we actually do have 3 people lined up right now that are phoning in. So I just want people,
cool,
just what we will do. Oh, now we have 4.
So did we get one?
Yeah. Should we grab one quick? We've only got about a minute or two before, but we'll just take Pamela from Stratford, Ontario, and just see what you would like us to work on before we go to break here. Cool. Pamela, are you there?
I am. Hello.
Hi. Good morning.
Hi, Colette.
Hi, what can we do
I'm
for
having,
you?
It's a little bit quiet, but I'm hearing you okay. I am Janet Mackey's sister-in-law. She's been telling me about you for a long time.
Oh, cool.
So
cool.
Yeah.
And is there something in particular that
yes,
you would like to have shifted?
I would. I am dealing with some lower chakra energies. I developed a bladder infection, a UTI, last week.
Okay.
And I've been on antibiotics, but I can feel it is a very energetic clearing, draining,
okay,
shifting that's
all right,
going on.
We're just going to let you hang on to that. Mark
okay,
and I'll touch base
okay,
on the break, and we'll if you just hang on when we come back from the break, we'll work on that for you. You're listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen and my guest today, Mark Kettenbach. When we return, we will share more ways to move energy. Call in 1-800-930-2819. Let's make some shift happen.
child. You're so ambitious for a juvenile. But then if you're so smart, tell me why are you still...
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com. Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Each month, listen to Live More Radio with co-host Ali Katz. Join Ali and Dr. Pat as Ali introduces new ways to bring balance back to your life through meditation, sleep, and exercise techniques so you can live your truly authentic life. Stress less, live more. To learn more about Ali, visit ATOZENmeditation.com.
We're back on The Truth Is Funny with Colette Marie Stephan and my guest today, Mark Kettenbach. Mark, before we continue, just give your contact information.
Sure. You find me on the net, www.markkettenbach.com, or under energeticupgrade.com. Also on Facebook, you find Energetic Upgrade on Facebook. And yep, if you can help you with anything, let me know. Or be in Kelowna next Saturday or in Vancouver the week after that, because I'll be there too.
Awesome. That's good. Well put. That was quick. 1-800-930-2819 to call in today. And we've got Pamela on the line. And Pamela, you there?
Yes.
All right. So Pamela, Mark and I were doing a bit of... connecting with your energy, and before we didn't have much time before we went to break, so I didn't really get a baseline for you, but where are you at now, like on a scale of 0 being neutral, it not bothering you that much, to 10 being the worst? Where are you sitting right now on that scale?
It's like a 3 or 4 now. It's much better.
Yeah. That's what we both got.
You got a 3. That's kind of funny. That's good.
Did
you get a 3? Oh, that's good, you guys.
Yeah, your perception is this, it's clear. There's some are you really pissed off with someone right now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've hit the nail on the head.
A lot of times
I was up at 4 a.m.
Weakness in their bladder, you know, when people are pissed off, they tend to piss a lot is mm-hmm. what's coming up. Yes. And so we just want to strengthen you. Is this a person you're angry with?
I think it is partly a person, but I've really connected with it being related to money issues.
Well, it's kind of like a situation is what so we just strengthen you to the around the money.
Yes.
And the Mark.
Yeah.
What are you picking up around that? Because Mark was got a lot of information quick on you here.
Okay, great.
How are you coming along with your dad? Is he still alive?
Yes, you're going to make me cry.
Okay, that's
things are much better, but it's been a lifetime issue of him having control of money. Yeah.
Okay. And are you married?
I am.
Okay. Does your husband have a sister?
Sorry, a sister?
Yeah.
Several, yes.
Yeah, okay. Is there one in particular you don't get along with?
No, it's not really an issue. We don't see a lot of his family. No.
But energetically, it's a big issue. So how many sisters are there?
Oh, he has four.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But I really feel like it's more my daughter who's related to that sister you're talking about. They carry a similar energy.
Okay.
Okay,
I'm just talking about the sister because that's the one. Mm-hmm. Your daughter actually just mirrors back how much you don't like the sister. And with the sister, you have a territory problem. There's a bladder infection. You can't mark your territory in a way you want to. Actually, your daughter has a problem with that sister of your husband, and you are the one who carries it for your daughter. So now I got it. A little bit complicated.
Okay, there you
well,
go.
I never see her, though. I'm thinking of the one sister you're talking about, but I never see her.
Well, you don't have to see her energetically.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like she comes
fair
out.
Enough.
Mark picked that up right away. So.
There you go.
And pretty specific, too, right away. So we just clear that energy between you.
So how is it
fair
now?
Enough.
If you were at the 3 or 4, how does it feel now for you?
It's more like a 2.
Mm-hmm. Wait a second. Okay.
Maybe even a 1.
She's down to 0. Actually, it's like what's happening is you're clearing this energy, and so we just strengthen that in your physical body, also, right, Mark? Like so that Okay.
Okay. Cool. So,
all right. Cool.
So you have a good day, Pamela. Cool.
Well, I just had a quick question, though, around this, because I had a round of antibiotics to clear this UTI, and it didn't go completely away, and I was given another round, and I'm just wondering if my body is strengthened to take the second round.
Well, you want to let's just strengthen that any antibiotics that you take that you would get 100% benefit from them. And we'll spin out to black holes any weaknesses around that. And also, it's just coming up like karmas with pharmaceutical company.
Yeah.
So more pharmaceutical and doctor. So we just clear that energetically 100% for you. And
would you advise that I take the second round, Colette?
Yeah, well, take the second round when you put anything into your body. You take that second round of antibiotics, you make sure that every time that you put that into your body, that you strengthen yourself so you're strong to it.
Yes, I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Receive it with health and healing.
You don't want to be putting anything into your body that is being weak to it when you're doing it because it's not going to have the effect that the desired effect. So we just strengthen that.
I understand. I think I resisted the first round, which is why I need to. So thank you.
Okay.
I appreciate that.
Have a fabulous day.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling.
Okay, bye-bye. Thanks so much. Oh, bye-bye.
We have another caller, Yulia from Vermont. Are you there, Yulia?
Yes, I am. Hello, how are you?
Hi, good. What can we do for you today, Yulia?
Well, I am kind of going through a meltdown, really, feeling really overwhelmed and powerless and defeated by whatever is going on in my life. Yesterday night, I was trying to help my son with allergy relief by natural methods, some homeopathic stuff and energy techniques that I was studying. Nothing was helping. He couldn't sleep. So I finally gave up and gave him some steroid medication, which I really not happy about.
Okay, so take a deep breath here. And let's just strengthen you to that. Where are you on a scale of 0 to 10 right now, 10 being the absolute worst?
Probably close to 10.
Okay. Will you pick a number for me?
Let's say 9.
Okay. Mark?
Mm-hmm. I'm getting she needs to, a reason, kind of like to, you said you did some energy work on that boy, right?
Yes.
So do you like energy work and doing stuff like this?
Yes, that's what I was hoping to actually study and incorporate in my life and possibly in my profession, but I kind of don't see a point in the moment.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So you're giving yourself reasons to go out, so to speak, and give yourself admission to study more, and because you need to, like, because it doesn't work quite yet for you, so you can either stop the whole thing and say it's bollocks anyways, or you get yourself together and go out to get more stuff, find another teaching where you're going to learn and get more motivated and more qualified, so to speak. And let's make you strong to be in between mm-hmm. either letting go of it or then starting through, but then getting rid of this victim mentality and get more into that mentality that you have proven that it didn't work that way yet. So you got to find a way that it works, you know. Every attempt, if it fails or not, shows you something. It shows you that you kind of like successfully shown that this attempt will not work, and you go for the next one. So it's not about, on a subconscious level, you just want to get yourself to the point where you're going to leave the house and do stuff again. So let's make you strong in that.
Yeah. It's the hopelessness of it all. We're going to keep working on this through the break. And we have two more callers on the line right now. And just hang in there, callers. We'll get to you also. I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. You can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com. And on all the social media, Facebook and Twitter, at The Truth is Funny with Colette. Call in if you want an opportunity to shift your life into better. 1-800-930-2819. Mark and I'll be right back to make some more shift happen.
Josie's on a vacation far away.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Hi, I'm Leslie Fontaine with Sheer Alchemy on Transformation Talk Radio, and here's your tip of the day. When we come from a place of need, we're really coming from fear that we won't have or get something dear to us. The irony is that we already are living without it. When we step into our authenticity, that's when we realize we don't have it anyway. So just the honesty of it is painful. But now, shift into the place where you know it's coming, know it's there for you, and know it's part of your reality in the universe right now. Yes, there may be some tightness you feel in your field, but stay with it. That's just anxiety that it might not happen, and you're just getting your hopes up. Really? Whose voice is that? Learn more about how to be strong as you bravely step into your authentic living that is loaded with abundance. Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine and go to my website at lesliefontaine.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny. I have Mark Kettenbach here with me today. We are taking calls from callers, and we do have Yulia on the line. And Yulia, you're feeling discouraged from pursuing your path. And Mark and I have been working on this on the break with you. I just wanted to ask you, are you perceiving a change in the way you feel yet?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so what number are you at now? You were at a 9?
It's probably closer to 5 now.
Yeah, it's coming down. So it's less, what's coming up is, you know, allergies are about emotions, generally. So it's hard to be hero in your own hometown, and especially in your own home. And so when people are doing energy work and they're working towards gaining confidence in doing it, generally your closest people to you, you know, your family members, your children, your spouse, your, you know, sisters, your siblings, your parents and stuff, those are the most challenging people to work with, because it's more challenging to be neutral with them in many ways. And for them to be neutral with you all of a sudden out of the blue, all of a sudden you're able to affect change, and there's quite often resistance to that from family members. So we just strengthen you to it. It doesn't have to be that way, but quite often that comes up, and I can feel that even sliding down now between a 3.5 and a 4. And Mark, work quite a bit on your you had some stuff coming up with not being able to please your dad. And so Mark was working on that. And, you know, Mark, what else are you picking up that we can take this even, you know, restore her faith in herself, basically?
Okay. What is your son's benefits from having it?
Benefits from having what?
Allergies.
Don't know. Attention.
Does he like to do sports?
Sorry?
Does he like to do sports?
Not too much.
Okay, so is the allergy a good excuse not to participate in sports?
No, we didn't. It hasn't been specifically an issue.
Okay.
But maybe studying, he was complaining about migraines yesterday night. And
okay, so studying, Mark.
Okay. For me, I get more about some sports stuff. He doesn't want to participate, or is coming up that he should be joining something, or his friends do and he doesn't want to, but he doesn't want to tell that he doesn't want to, stuff like that. So let's get him neutral to that.
How old is your son?
12.
Okay, yeah. There's some energy coming in also about him being a man growing up, having to be more responsible, all of that. So we just strengthen him to that, strengthen you to that.
Oh, okay. And it's more that like a lot of sportive people he saw get kind of the girls he would like to, or this kind of stuff.
So there we go.
He gets it into his head. He has to do it in order to get those, and that's not what he wants to. He can't see himself succeeding in that one. So let's get him neutral to that.
Okay, that makes sense. Now get in touch with your son right now, Yulia.
Yes.
How do you feel about the whole situation now?
Easier. It's probably closer to 3 now.
It's more natural, right? He wants to attract girls. And he doesn't know how if he's not a sports guy. But if he's got an allergy, then, you know, and this isn't on a conscious level even, but if he has an allergy, then, and he can't participate in sports, then, you know, girls are going to have to like him for some other reason. So we're just going to strengthen that. That explains the pressure in the head, Mark.
Mm-hmm.
The migraines coming on and that. So we just strengthen him to that, allowing him to be himself and still be attractive to the opposite sex is coming up. So we just strengthen him to that. Now get in touch with how you feel, Yulia. How does it feel to you now?
It is better. It's still kind of disheartening in a way, because I've been searching for modality to study for last few years and don't seem
well,
to be able to
it's,
this
find is something
one.
Mark
come
and I
come over to Vancouver.
Yeah.
That's all I can say. People want to change, but they don't want to move.
Will you get me a ticket?
Well, see, that's part of what you have to take. Well, once you're there, we'll take care of you. Well, your part is to get there.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
We just strengthen
that. You can't get around that, I'm telling you.
Yeah, people have to make choice, okay? So we just strengthen you to all your choices around that. It feels totally different to me now. It's not like you're sitting in the dregs right now. You're actually now, it's people can have thoughts about wanting to move forward, consistent steps of action. Let's strengthen everybody to that. So that, you know, you have thoughts, but you actually use that thought, strengthen yourself on your central nervous system, get in touch with your heart, what you want, and you encode it so that when you are strengthening yourself energetically, you're actually taking consistent steps of action that will get you where you want to go. And you feel really strong to that now. It's like kind of like funny now, actually, when you think about it a little bit, isn't it? When you get in touch with it, Yulia.
Yes.
Do you see the humor in it now?
I do.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of like it's funny. It's just human nature. We all want a magic pill where all of a sudden everything is just better. Rarely does that happen. It happens in the movies sometimes. So let's just strengthen that, you know, consistent steps of action towards our goals. And sometimes we go a little bit backwards. We just strengthen that for everybody listening in right now. It's normal for people to go forwards and then go a little bit backwards and then go forwards and go a little bit backwards. That's kind of the Fibonacci series, the numbers. They show us that nature moves forward and then back and then forward and then back. And this is just life, and it's natural. And so we just strengthen that for you, that you're, you know, in that process at this time, and strengthen 100% infinite potential to the next coordinated step of action that you're will have the ability to get in touch with that with ease and effortlessness. Just there. Any last
Thank
words
you.
For you, Leah, Mark?
No, I'm good. That's good.
Yeah, yeah. All right. So thank you for calling in, Yulia.
Thank you very much.
All right. And we have another caller, Rashida from Boston, Massachusetts. Rashida, are you there?
I am, Colette and Mark. Thank you so much. I love you guys.
Thank
Hi,
you.
That's the first city I have ever been in the States was Boston, Massachusetts. Can't believe it. And that was in 1984. Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
I'm not going to tell how old I am. Oh.
I wasn't going to ask because you look very young when I see you on the pictures.
No, I'm 43, actually. No, I gave it away.
Well, you look good for your age.
15, so that's the secret.
Yeah. Very good.
I still drool when I eat, see, and all this kind of stuff.
What can we do for you, Rashida?
I was calling. I have two issues. My first major issue that is happening right now is I have a 2-year-old son who is, I am so drained and so done. Like, he is constantly testing me, constantly crying. I don't get a break.
Okay. So what is your son's
name? Right now I feel like crying because it's just so tiring. It's so energetically pulling out.
How old is the son? I didn't get that.
Two.
He's 2 years old.
Okay. So let's just get a baseline here for you. How much is this bothering you?
20.
Okay. we're going to break right away. So Mark and I are going to work on this over the break for you.
Just one question real quick. Yeah. Do you have a husband or are you raising it by yourself?
I have, no, I do have a significant other who's here, who is his father.
Okay. And are you raising this child together?
We are raising him together.
Okay. All right. That's what Mark wanted to know.
I have two boys.
Yeah. Okay. So how old is the other one?
Oh, he's 9. I actually called you guys a month ago about him.
Okay, and how's he doing?
He's doing better, but he's still having learning difficulties.
Yeah, okay, so we're going to work on that over the break here. And we'll tune back into you, because then we also have one other caller that we want to get to also. This is Colette Marie Stephan with The Truth is Funny. I am thrilled to connect with all of you. Happy to say my long-awaited book is going to be available soon in the last stages of formatting. Yay!
I already read parts of it, and I can say it is outstanding.
Thank you, Mark. We'll be right back.
Really is.
We'll be right back to make some shift happen.
Are you ready to thread your life with intuition? Intuit Apparel can help you do just that. This is not just about a piece of clothing. This is about a movement, an awakening, and staying centered in life, your life. Intuitive and host of the radio show Get Into It, Lynn Brown, was given this image with the intention of a clothing line designed to represent the essence of life itself. Visit intuitapparel.com now and wear your intuition with
Dr. Love's Quickies.
Mary's about ready to give love the shove, because no matter what she tries, guys don't know that she's alive. To turn guys on, she needs to turn on those green lights, nonverbal cues that say, over here. Most guys won't approach unless they're cleared for landing. So ladies, to kickstart your love life, turn on those green lights and flash your pearly whites. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf of AskDrLove.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook, thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
Hi, this is Colette, and you're listening to The Truth Is Funny. I have Mark here, and we also have a caller on the line who is asking about her two-year-old son. And we were working on this over the break. And Rashida?
Yes, I'm here.
You were at a 20. Are you still feeling like that overwhelmed?
Is Lori, like, I had an extremely bad headache when I called you guys from everything that was going on this morning. I feel like I'm probably at a 7.
Yeah, it's shifting down. So Mark was working a lot on your internal and external boundaries. Mark, do you want to tell her about that?
You need to draw a line a lot of times more often. You need to, like, make a decision more often and stick to that.
Okay.
So you're being tested by all the men in your life.
I am, truly
and
am.
And you get a lot of testosterone in the house there. And
I do. I'm the only woman.
Yeah. And it's coming up. Like, when you put yourself with your, you know, your oldest son back and forth, you know, you have the strength. If it's just your youngest son to you, it's okay. If it, you know, your partner, it's okay. But it's not, when you put the three of them together, it's kind of like Mark said, you need to draw a line. You need to be accurate. You need to be like, this is what I want. This is how I want to be treated. This is what I have decided. And not have those that it's coming up your authentic self triad. Not letting that be like all shaky and wavery. So we just want to strengthen you to that. You're going to be centered and stable and balanced. And be very aware when the people around you, when they don't know what they want, that you're still going to know what you want. Like, for one thing, I'm getting what you want is to get more sleep with this two-year-old. And so,
yes, he's not sleeping.
Yeah. So we just strengthen that, you know, you make that very clear, the intuitive communication between you and your sons. And then the relationship between the older brother to the younger, they're not from the same father.
No, and they, but the younger one butts heads a lot. He's very angry. He has anger issues.
Mm-hmm. Ramming. Okay, so you understand that when children under the age of 10 are expressing behavior, quite often the behavior they're expressing is their parents. It's not really coming from him, the head butting. So, Mark, what about this head?
Are you getting along with your ex-husband or your ex-significant other, whatever you want to call him?
We get along. I have a heart block or a relationship block that I've been working on because I do a lot of energy medicine too, but I can't seem to get my hands on clearing it. I've been trying for probably over a year, and I can feel the block. I can feel it there, but I don't know exactly what it is.
Okay.
I have a wall up.
Does he have a wall up as well, or is it basically you doing that?
Mark's talking about your oldest son. Yes, okay. All right, so where are you at now?
About a 5.
Yeah, so it's moving down.
So let's get the perception strong, fasting this whole thing up. Holding, sticking on to misery is also a problem. Coming from your mom, is your mother still alive?
I think so. I don't know.
You don't know if
my mom
never met.
I met her. I reunited with my mother when I was 26, and my mom is in a elderly home over in Korea, so I don't have access to talk to her. It's very emotional for me to talk about my mother.
There we go.
So let's make you strong to that. Mm. And cut you off that once you're in misery, you kind of like have more connected to your mother, or you carrying around your mother's problems. Let's get you off the hook from there. Carrying your own problems, then giving all the other peoples in your lives back their problems. So you just taking care about yourself, and if people ask you and you agree, and you take care of their problems as well. Other than that, no.
Okay, so
I'll make you strong for no as well, because no is something that weakens you right away. Either to hear it a no you don't like, and to hand it out a no you don't like either. No, neither no's fit together as a no one. If you put a mirror in between, no one's going to help you is also a weakness. Let's get rid of that too.
Ah, there we go.
So how about now?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm at 3. I'm getting 3.
Good. So we're going to just leave it at this, and you can feel free to call in, because we have another caller that
or
we would just like to. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll correct
people,
some more then.
2.5 days, you can't beat that. Like, there you go. Yeah. And you know how to fix your problems yourself, which is good.
Yeah. Cool.
Yes.
Right.
Thank you for calling in,
Rashida. And we have Carol here from West Bank. Carol, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Carol. What can Mark and I do for you today?
Oh, this is the first time I've listened to you guys, and I find it very fascinating. And I just wanted to ask you, where or from whom do you receive your guidance?
Where or from whom?
I call
the higher self network is HSN. It's like MSN chat for me. I follow my inner guidance. I go inside of myself and I ask questions and I connect to source energy. I have a connection for me is with God, Christ energy. That's what I'm familiar with. It's also source energy. It's many things to many people. So we're just going to strengthen that for everybody listening in. Mark, what would you say you,
I drop a lot of acid. That helps me probably. No, I'm just kidding.
What was that?
You're funny. Yeah, he's just teasing you. Okay, so.
No. Actually, you know, everybody can do that. It's just it starts off you. That's what we basically teach, right? You learn how to, on a binary way, to go to
to work yourself along. You could say if somebody has a problem, according to that problem, is it coming from the person or outside of the person? So if it's outside of the person, then you say, well, is it his surrounding or is it his mental thinking or blah, 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 blah. So you can go different path. And after doing this a while, you get intuitive. You just hear somebody's problem and you get a picture or what is in your head that kind of shows you something. And some people start off like that and they don't even need the binary way. To me, it was a lot about doing it as a coding. I was always like asking myself, is it from there to there? And after a while, the intuition kicks in. I never ask myself if it's my higher self, if it's a guidance, or is it, so to speak, God or whoever. But I do feel very connected in this moment. And yeah. I don't even want to give it a name because I don't want to limit it to that.
Yeah.
As long as it has no name in my head, it's open for whatever works. Kind of like.
Yeah. So we straight, like, what I would say is, for me, energetically, it's about feeling rather than thinking, using the mind to have the thought and use the thought to shift the energy. It's about feeling. It's about feeling whether or not you're in alignment with your energy or you're not in alignment with your energy. And if something that someone says to me is not in alignment, I feel it immediately. And then I ask, what is that about? Basically from that. I hope that's answered your question, because we've only got like 30 seconds left here. Thank you for asking, Carol. And, you know, Mark, thank you for being on the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
And it was fun shifting energy, as it always is with you. I'm really looking forward to seeing you on Monday in Canada. And
Canada.
Yeah.
Cool.
Thank you,
I'm
everyone. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Bye for now. We'll talk next week at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.